This is GQDN for Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, and by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Life is Strange developer news. Final Fantasy's got a sales record. And yeah, we're going to be talking about some Nintendo. That includes, well, according to TomsGuide.com, there could be a new Switch 2 announcement later this month. So, what we do know, and what TomsGuide did figure out, was Switch 2 will have a new camera to it, and will be $50 more than the Switch OLED, which means it'll be $400. And Switch 2 will have a new LCD display, which will also have 512 gigabytes onboard storage. Now, there are also some rumors that the Switch 2 will look like or feel like a PlayStation 5 as far as what graphics goes. So we shall see about that. But at this point, we know that the announcement will be later on this month. When is what we don't know. So it could be, we'll say not this week, it could be like, say, September 14th, could be September 19th, September 30th. We do not know. But this will be a big update to Nintendo Switch. So, now that you're informed about that, NintendoEverything.com did go to Nintendo Live in Seattle. And what they were looking at was a different Lego stuff that was going on, some behind the scenes Pikmin and Lego 2K Drive, Just Dance 23. So they were at the Pikmin booth, and they did take a look at all that stuff. And of course, some of the other things, which Kirby would swallow like a car. So there's Kirby swallowing a car, and what a 1980s living room would actually look like, along with a life-size Kirby. And there was a bunch of other things and some stands and all that stuff that they were looking at. But they did not find anything about Switch 2. But you can read the article at NintendoEverything.com and you see what he did. Now, Nintendo also did announce a new series of bundles along with some free games. Now, ESTNN did get this article. And at Nintendo of America on X did say, quote, "The Nintendo Switch Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Bundle arrives 10/6. So 1 month and 1 day. This Nintendo Switch bundle includes a digital version of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and 3-month individual membership of Nintendo Switch Online. Nintendo of Europe also said, quote, on Twitter, X, "New Nintendo Switch console bundles are on the way. You can pick up Nintendo Switch Sports Bundle or one of two Animal Crossing New Horizons Nintendo Switch Lite bundles from 2010, or 1020, actually. So next month, next 20th. Now, some of the sales are online. So in fact, the Nintendo Sports Edition bundle will be live October 20th in Europe. And the bundle will have free games copy of digital versions of Nintendo Switch Sports for about $40. And the Nintendo Switch Sports Edition bundle is $300. Which means you'll be saving around $48. So, not bad. Now, the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe bundle is $300, but if you buy that bundle, you'll be saving about $68 if you don't have a Switch. So if you get them both, you get some money off. So hey, good things, right? Well, maybe not, because NintendoLife.com did say that Nintendo does not have a plan to announce the new voice actor for Mario. So Nintendo was talking to IGN at Nintendo Live, and Doug Bowser did say that they wouldn't have any name reveal until the game is launched, and there was no formal announcement prior to that. So what did he say? Quote, "We'll let that play out, and that'll be within the credits. People will learn the new person is at that point in time, but we don't plan making any announcement in advance of that." Well, anyway, Nintendo Life also said that the Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster has sold 3 million copies. So, at Final Fantasy on X did say, quote, "A victory fanfare awaits. The Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster has now reached 3 million copies sold across PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, Steam, and mobile. Thank you so much for your support and for sharing this EXP with us. And the Pixel Remaster goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So there you go. Now, Dot Esports did say that Bethesda is refusing to abandon Redfall. Well, we know that Redfall was indeed a bit of an embarrassment to Bethesda. And Starfield looks like will save Bethesda's reputation for this year. So here's what Bethesda's head of global publishing, Pete Hines, did say in an interview with Game Industry Biz on September the 1st. Quote, "We don't quit or abandon stuff just because it didn't start right," which he was talking about Redfall and some of the previous launch mistakes with Elder Scrolls and Fallout 76. Further quote, "The Elder Scrolls Online PC launch was not flawless, but we stuck with it. Now it's like this insanely popular multi-platform." That was what he was doing some comparisons between Redfall and Fallout 76. And also said, quote, "Okay, we didn't get the start we wanted, but it's still a fun game, and we're going to keep working on it." Well, there are some improvements to it, Redfall, because there's a boost to 60 FPS, and that was according to Hines. And we'll see what happens after that. Now, the Saudi Esports Federation is partnering with KFC. Welcome to the Esports Corner. So, they have, via esportsinsider.com, a 3-year partnership with KFC, and that's the Saudi Esports Federation. Now, this partnership will have a focus on the local esports talent within Saudi Arabia, and will have more opportunities to advance the international esports events. And a release added to the agreement that will support women's esports initiatives in the first female Saudi esports league. A female esports league. Interesting. So we shall see what comes of that. Now we get to Life is Strange. And according to GamesRadar.com, the developer's new adventure game did take some inspiration from Death Stranding. So, Jacent, which is the new game Life is Strange developer, don't nod, did get some inspiration from Death Stranding, and the new venture from Don't Nod will be unlike anything what they've ever done before. So Jacent did say earlier this year that when it was revealed that an, quote, "action puzzle climbing game with meditative vibes," unquote, with some tasks, along with scaling a lot of mountains. So, see what happens. Now, Kevin Poupard, the co-director of Jacent, did talk to Games Radar Plus at Gamescom 2023, and he said, quote, "But we also were inspired by Death Stranding because you know you have this balance challenge that you need to keep on. Also, what we loved about Death Stranding gameplay is that you actually analyze the ground to choose the best paths according to weight you're carrying, and we want to have this kind of reflex incentive for the players in Jacent." Keep an eye on that one. But if you like Stray, The Verge has the last story of the day. I did not intend that to rhyme, but hey, it still does. Because that cat will have a movie to it. So, there's not much about the movie, but they're getting a, quote, feature adaption from its creator, Annapurna Animation, and that's according to its press release. Now, they didn't share much else about the movie, and we'll see what it comes out of what it looks like. But if it's the game universe, well, if you're a fan of the game, you might be looking forward to it. We shall see what happens. It's going to be a hectic day tomorrow. We shall see what happens there. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some Stray, people. Or if you don't want to play Stray, go play some other games too. We'll see you again tomorrow with more news.